It's time for your Southern Gospel Music News, as brought to you by your friends at the AM Cafe and by sources such as Singing News Magazine, AbsolutelyGospel.com, and SouthernGospelBlog.com. The Mid-America Gospel Music Association, that's the MAGMA, has announced plans to honor the life and music of one of gospel music's finest ambassadors, Carol Magruder. The award presentation will take place on Friday night, November the 2nd, that's tonight, at the Centene Center in Farmington, Missouri, and will feature a medley of some of his greatest songs performed by members of the MAGMA family. In the 1980s, the Magruders came onto the scene of Southern Gospel, making a major impact on the industry. Their anointed evangelistic style of music quickly captured Southern Gospel music fans' attention, and they became regulars on the Singing News Top 40 charts. Here's a snippet of one of their biggest hits. Congratulations to Carol Magruder, and may the memory of the Magruders live on. According to SouthernGospelBlog.com, it's a big week for Ian Owens. Joining Sold Out Quartet isn't the only thing he's got cooking this week. Ian and his wife Megan just found out that there's another bun in the oven. They're expecting their third child due next May. Union Street Quartet has been working to release their first full-length CD this fall. Ryan Seaton, frontman for the group, released a sneak peek of the project with the first three songs that have been mastered. Let's take a listen.
No matter how they talked about him, he never put nobody down. 'Cause that's just the way he was raised.
That should have been my cross. That blood was streaming down on that forsaken
hill. Did you feel the need to get your life in tune? Cause you're tired of the church every day. Turn yourself around, get your feet on the ground, and hear what I've got to say. I listen to the trumpet of Jesus. For the world is a different sound. I march to the drumbeat of God.
That sounds from the upcoming Union Street Quartet project. No street date has been released as of yet, but we'll keep you posted right here at He's Alive. And slated for release on Tuesday of this upcoming week, a CD from the Cathedrals called Live in Chicago, released by Stowtown Provident Records. And that's your Southern Gospel Music News, as brought to you by your friends at the AM Cafe and by sources such as Singing News Magazine, AbsolutelyGospel.com, and SouthernGospelBlog.com.